I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of 3 John. 3 John. I've had this passage of Scripture on my heart for a week, and I feel that this is the place the Spirit of God's led me this morning. I want us to look at the first four verses of 3 John. 3 John chapter 1. It's only one chapter. 3 John chapter 1. The Spirit of God moved upon the Apostle John to pen a letter. He wrote, I'm sure as far as John was concerned, he wrote a letter to a friend. He was writing to a friend whose name was Gaius. But what amazes me is that while John, I'm without doubt, was just writing a letter that he had a heart to write. Wanted to write him a letter. Wanted to write his friend a letter. The Spirit of God was moving upon this man to pen Scripture. God was going to bless. He did. He blessed this letter. And this would be part of the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. How we need to be mindful. May the Lord make us mindful to contemplate as we go through this world the impact of that which God might be pleased to bless, where we think often too little about what we say, attitudes, words that we say to other people, insinuations, thoughts that we fail to realize what is truly going on. May the Lord guide us and direct us. The Scripture declares in verse 1, 3 John, verse 1, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Now, John was, in age, he was an elder. He was aged somewhere around 100 years old. He's the last of the apostles. All the others the Lord's been pleased to call home. But here was a man beloved. Here was a man beloved of God. John the elder, he was beloved of God. The Lord knew him before the foundation of the world. But he's writing as an elder, as one called of God, and taught of God, and commissioned of God to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So he was elder in age, yes, but he was an elder spiritually. And he wrote to his friend, to Gaius. And Mr. Strong interpreted Gaius's name to mean a Christian, well beloved also by the Lord, loved of John, and obviously loved by other believers. The Lord said concerning the love that we have for each other, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, you have love one for another. A believer meets another believer. And I'm telling you, it's just like I've known you all my life, you know. Sit there and you talk to them for a little while, and their spirit bears witness with your spirit, and there's a bond, there's a camaraderie about a believer. You meet someone that you listen to what they're saying, the Lord blesses that, and your heart just rejoices. So he's writing. He said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Loved him in Christ. who is the truth, loved him for the truth that Gaius held and the truth that Gaius proclaimed. And then John said, "Beloved, Gaius, you that I love in the truth, I wish, I pray above all things." Now this, you know, whatever he's getting ready to say, he prays above all things, above everything, above all things for Gaius, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Now, when he was speaking to his friend, he said, "This is what I pray above all things. This is what I wish. I pray that you might prosper." Now, I looked these up. I looked these words up to know what they mean. Prosper. He said, "I want you to be successful." Now, that's what the word means, to be successful. I pray that you might be successful in what you're doing. I pray for your health. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means exactly what it says. I pray that you might be well and sound. You know, the scripture obviously does not forbid prosperity. It doesn't speak of being healthy as an evil thing. We live in a world where we have need, and that need that we have in this world, the Lord is maintaining. Hold your place, turn to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I'd just like to read verses 24 to 33. Matthew 6, 24. "No man," Matthew 6, "can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." You can't serve God in this world, is what he's saying. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, for how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought of saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." What was he saying? He said the Lord knows that we have need. The Lord knows that we have provisions that must be obtained. He knows that. John is saying here, he said, I'm praying for you that the Lord might provide that which we need. The prosperity of God's people is a needful thing. We got bills to pay. Calvin and Heather, they're tend over at Gate. They, you know, they're building a building over there. It's expensive. It's expensive. Big time. We got bills here, they got bills there. We've got lights to keep on. I'm standing here a blessed man this morning. I pastor a people. I got this from Maurice Montgomery. He said, a most blessed man. He said, I pastor a people that love me, support me, make it possible. I'd come here every day and sit at this study, seek God's direction. I'm thankful to the Lord for His blessing upon this congregation and other congregations to study. I'm thankful for that. I thank God for that. God's people, I pray, John said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. There's need. There's need. And God's people give. They give. How do they give? As the Lord prospers them. As the Lord increases them, they give. They give according to the prosperity of the Lord as a purpose in their heart. That's what Scripture says. So he said, I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper. Be successful in what you're doing. And then he says, and be in health. Well, you know, when we're sick, and all of us have been there, we've got some folks in our congregation right now that are going through some tough trials, physically. And we're sensitive to that. We're sensitive to the struggles that we've all had, and those that are going through right now have. We struggle in body, we struggle in thought, productivity. When we're sick, I'm there's been times that I just didn't feel good, and I might try to read, and it just I just don't have the wherewithal to be able to. I'm so thankful that the Lord would give us health. Gaius, John prayed that he'd be successful and be in health. I'm so thankful. But that Gaius might prosper and be in health wasn't the heart of what John was saying. He did pray that. He said, I pray that thou mayest prosper and be in health. That you'd be successful and that you'd be well. But in this light, he said, even or in the same proportion as your soul prospers. I pray that you might be successful in the road that you're walking on and be in health in your body, in your mind, in proportion of how the Lord has prospered your soul. Now, I want to just ask a couple of questions here. What is a prospering soul? What is that? Now, this is the standard by which John wrote to his friend, the one he loved. I pray that you might prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Well, the word prospers means to help on the road. That's what, this word, as your soul prospers, I pray that you might be helped to succeed in the accomplishing of the goal. Now, what soul alone prospers? Prospers in light of God's glory. What soul? A soul is a person. We talk about how many souls. You know, when the Titanic went down, there were 1,500 souls lost. What are they talking about? People. People. Now, they're souls. Everybody's got a soul. Now, where that soul is eternally is according to God's will and God's purpose, God's good pleasure. But concerning a prospering soul, what is that? It's a new man. New man. Turn to Ezekiel 36:26. I'll just read one verse of scripture. Ezekiel 36:26. I'll tell you, this is a soul that prospers. Ezekiel 36:26. Here it is. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I'm going to take away the stony heart. I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. Hey, you know what a prospering soul is? It's a new man. It's a new man created in Christ Jesus. One born from above. One called by the Spirit of God. Given faith to believe that which God's done for him. And kept sealed by the power of God through faith, ready to be revealed in the last time. That's a prospering soul. One that prospers in the goodness, the grace, and the mercy of Almighty God. So a prospering soul, what is it? It's that new man. And how is this prospering soul, that soul that prospers, how is it evidenced? How do you know someone that possesses a soul that prospers? I pray that you might prosper, be successful, be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Prosper. What is the evidence? Here it is. It believes God. It believes God. It believes Him. And it follows the Lord. It follows Him according to these scriptures. It walks by faith according to this word right here. A prospering soul follows the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. The Lord imparts life. The very life of Christ, Christ in you, the hope, the confidence of glory. And this prospering soul, It's alive. It's alive. It grows in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And it follows the Lord whose voice it hears. I've said this so many times. You try to tell an unbeliever, you tell them, say, that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. And they said, how do you hear it? God's going to have to give you new ears to hear. That's all I can tell you. God's going to have to give you new eyes to see. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to tell you right now that God's sheep hear the voice of a shepherd. What I've said so far, according to God's word, God's glory, God's honor, God's praise, not giving man any honor, any glory, we are what we are by the grace of God. And you know what the sheep says? That's his voice. That's the shepherd's voice right there. That's what the shepherd says. That's the leadership and the guiding of the Spirit of God. The prospering soul, it grows in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. And it waits on the Lord. It waits on the Lord. Waits on Him. And when I say it follows, it makes me think of when the Lord walked past Matthew the publican. And what did He say? Follow me. A believer hears that in his heart and he says, you know what? I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to go after Him. I want to go where he leads me. I want to go where he directs me. I want to hear his word preached. I want to obey. I want to obey. I want to obey him who is God. I don't want to obey the one that trying to be God. I don't want to obey this. I don't serve this Jesus that people talks about, that he died to make salvation possible. That's not the Lord of glory that I know. I know him. And then how, I know what a prospering soul is. It's a new man. It's a new heart. And how is it evidenced? It hears the voice and it follows the Lord. But here's what I want to know. What is the means? What are the means by which a soul prospers? You know, I've got to, for my body to prosper, there's got to be some things that are needful for me. I need to breathe. I've got to have some air. I've got to have some oxygen. I need some food. I've got to have something to eat. You know, if I deprive this body right here of that which is needful, I'm gonna it's not gonna go well for me. So what are the means? What are the means? Well, the only means by which a soul that prospers in the Lord, the only way it prospers is by that which the Lord himself provides. Of myself, I can do nothing. Faithful is he who calleth you, who shall also do it. He who calls his people provides for his people. Now, there's some means of a prospering soul. There's some means that, you know, a prospering soul prospers in God's provision. What are they? Well, first of all, I can tell you, it's what we're doing right here. We've assembled ourselves together this morning in the hearing of the gospel. This is the means by which God Almighty prospers his people. A prospering soul, I need to hear. I need to hear. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing what God has to say. Not hearing a lie, hearing the gospel. Hearing the good news. The message from heaven of that which God has done. God has purposed. God has accomplished for his people. Again, not in making salvation possible and leaving it up to me. Don't leave it up to me. I can't do anything. Without him, I can do nothing. So I need to hear the gospel. How often? As often as I can be there. As often as I'm not truly providentially hindered. I'm not looking for excuse to miss services. There's times that I realize that we're hindered. I understand that. But when God's people meet together, as much as in me is, be there. Be there. As I've said before, the Lord's here. If the Lord is here, God forbid that I shouldn't be. I need to hear the truth. Secondly, the means. Prayer. Prayer. And when you pray, a soul made alive, a soul that God has created from above, a new man, a new creation, created in Christ Jesus, he must pray. As more surely than a baby cries. I was going to say as much as a baby cries, more surely than a baby cries. That baby cries, and that's the evidence of life. The crying didn't make him alive. He cries because he's alive. A believer praise and is the first to admit, as I've told you before, I don't know anything about it. I want to. I need to. I cry unto the Lord, and while I cry unto the Lord, said, Lord, I don't even know what to say. I'm just so thankful that you're letting me pray. I'm so thankful that I want to pray. I'm so thankful I need to pray. But the means of God's prospering His people puts them under the gospel. Lets them hear the truth. Let them hear it. I got to hear it. And I to pray and to seek Him. And thirdly, the private reading of the Scriptures. Now we're sitting here together. And I've asked you to turn to 3 John. And you turn there with me. And you're reading these words with me. But let me encourage you. Let me encourage you to do something. Let me encourage you daily. 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 Read the Scriptures. Read them every day. Every day. That's what they did in Berea. They search the Scriptures daily. Seeing if these things were so. Check up on what I'm saying. Check up. See if what I'm saying is so. They search the Scriptures daily. Is this what it's saying? If this is what it's saying, ask Him in prayer, Lord, bless this to my heart. Lord, teach me. Teach me what you're saying. Teach me of your truth. So a believer's soul, it prospers. It prospers in the hearing of the gospel and seeking the Lord in prayer and searching. And he walks by faith. He walks believing on the Lord. He's not complacent. He's not content to be slothful. But he progresses, not in sanctification. I've heard people talk about progressive holiness is what they're saying. I'm telling you, in Christ, you're as holy as you're ever going to be. You ain't going to get above the holiness of God in Christ Jesus. The righteousness of God, robed in the righteousness of Christ, in the obedience of Christ. You're going to grow in that? No. What we grow in is we grow in grace and in the knowledge. I need to hear this again. I want to learn. I want to learn. I am a very ignorant person. I'm very ignorant. I don't know. But I want to know. I want to hear. I want to hear what God has to say. So John said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. I want you to be successful and be in health, but only in proportion as your soul prospers. I mean, there's a lot of folks in this world. They want to be successful. And they'll give up. They'll sell their soul out for their success. I want to make $1 million. I want to make so much money I'll never be able to spend it all. That's what I want to do. That's the thinking of the world. I want to be healthy. I'm going to take vitamins till there ain't no more vitamins, and I'm going to walk, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do the other, and at the total expense of the means of God's grace. Have no heart for it. No heart for it. John said, I pray that you be successful. I pray God bless you. I thank God that the Lord has made some here to be truly successful. I thank God for it. And how the Lord's given them a heart to be supportive of those in need. I thank God for that. For the health. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful that you feel good enough to be here today. That we're here. You know, as far as we know, nobody's sick in here. Well, maybe so. I don't know. But oh, John said, I pray these things as your soul prospers. And as it grows and grows. Then he says in verse 3, For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. There were some traveling preachers that had come through and providentially sent by the Lord to the place where Gaius tended, and obviously Gaius treated them with respect and helped them with their physical needs. And you know, it says in verse 5 to 7 here, "Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles." John was saying, I'm so thankful what I've heard, how these preachers, we don't know who they were. It doesn't matter who they were. But what happened was the Spirit of God was pleased to send them by where Gaius attended church, where he was a member, and what he did was totally honoring to the Lord. He was, you know, "I rejoice greatly when the brethren came testify to the truth that's in thee." They said, you know what, he walked like a believer. He was so good, talked to him, and what he did, he treated us with kindness and respect, and how thankful we are. But he said, and I have in verse 4, and I'll stop right here. He said, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." I have no greater joy. I'm so thankful when the Lord is pleased to teach any of us the truth. I'm thankful that we would know the truth of the gospel. I want to, when I preach, I want to be sure that what I say is consistent with these scriptures. I want that. I want you to know what the scriptures say. But John said, "I have no greater joy but to hear that my children walk in truth." Walk in truth. It's one thing to understand 5 points of Calvinism. A lot of folks can quote 5 points of Calvinism. They can go through the tulip and total depravity, unconditional, limited atonement, irresistible preservation of the sin. They understand it. But to walk in truth is a miracle of God's grace. To walk in that light. John says, "Nothing makes me happier than to behold the faithfulness of our God." To take that which has been preached and that which the Lord has truly taught somebody, and it's given them a heart to walk in it, to walk in that light, to walk in the truth, to walk in obedience. And that believer that's walking in obedience, it's an amazing thing. He doesn't find any joy or comfort in himself. He says, as I said a while ago, he's going to admit, "I am what I am by the grace of God." And the amazing thing about it is that those that you find walking in the truth, those that you truly find walking in the truth, there's something about them. They grieve over that which they see in themselves and think themselves truly as ones that are struggling to do what they're doing. They have no confidence in themselves. They're going to say, as the Apostle Paul, "To will is present with me." I want to walk after him. But how to perform that which I would? Which believer would stand up right now and say, "Well, if you're looking for an example of a faithful one right here, just look this way." No, they're not. What are they going to say? "Oh, don't look at me. Poorest example. Oh, my. God have mercy on me." That's the heart of a believer. One that is walking dependent dependent upon the Lord, giving him all the honor and glory. But I tell you what they do want to do. They want to be where God's people are. That's what they want to do. I'll sit on the back row and I'll keep my mouth shut. But if I can just be there, if I can just be, and if I can just hear what God has to say, if it just allow me just to be able to understand what I'm hearing, and in their hearts they're thanking God, Lord, thank you. That's a soul that's prospering. Glorifying him, honoring him, and all the while growing in grace. And here's where they see themselves going. Growing in grace. They don't see themselves as the pillars. You know, my mind just went past through this scripture. That scripture where that little widow woman. You know, you talk about a pillar. Now here's a pillar. A pillar. Made so by the grace of God. What she had? She had two mites. All those other fellas, they were around there throwing all kinds of money in there, you know, to be seen of men. And the Lord took note of her. And here's a prospering soul. The Lord told his apostles, he said, you see that woman right over there? That woman gave two mites. He knew what she gave. Two mites. She gave more than any of them. She gave out of her need. They gave out of their abundance to be seen of men. There's a soul that prospers. Prospering. And doesn't see themselves as that. Oh, but the joy they have to be able to get together. Just like this right here. Malachi 3:16. Then they that feared the Lord, respected the Lord. They spake often one to another. And listen to this. And the Lord hearkened. The Lord hearkened. You know what? How that just, I think to myself, there's so many of you here that I've had the blessed privilege to be able to just talk concerning the Lord. We just talk about the Lord. And it just, sadly to say, on my account, I fail to remember right here, the Lord's listening. The Lord's listening. Oh, may I be careful what I say. The Lord hearkened, heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, that thought on his name. Oh, it's such an encouragement when we get together and rehearse, you know, the things of the Lord, that he's listening. And that book of remembrance, does that mean a real book? I don't know. Scripture says a book of remembrance was written for them that fear him. I know this. He doesn't need a book. All things the Scripture says are naked and open to him whom we have to do. But these things are remembered. They're recorded. God Almighty records them. And the Scripture says in Malachi 3:17, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. John in closing said, beloved, talking to guys, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. I pray God prosper you. I pray that. I pray God bless your work, bless your efforts, that you might be in health. I pray the Lord grant us health. According to his good pleasure. I know one of these days we're going to die. I'm thankful right now that we can be here. I pray that our health might be to his glory. That we can, in health, be together. But he said, I'm praying these things even as your soul prospers. I pray that the Lord might be pleased to bless the preaching of the gospel. To give us a heart to seek him in prayer. Search his scriptures. Again, to his glory and our good. Amen. All right.